Raisa tells us that that all the dinim about Ta'achar, what they're relevant to. The Raisa also tells us that Avahay b'chochet v'lo b'karban chochet, which means that if you tarry, you procrastinate, and you do not bring your carbon on time, so you have done a grievous sin. Well, every sin is grievous. But you've done a sin. However, that sin will not affect the validity of the carbon. It's not like there's an expiration date on the carbon. If you don't bring it by a certain time, the carbon is pasul. The carbon is fine, but you have sinned. The pasuk says, "V'chachet v'lo b'karbon chachet." But now the Gemara says that it seems like we have already a different makar for this. Makar is from Acherim. The Gemara is on the bottom of that Heyamid base. The Gemara says, "V'hamehacha nafka." Me'achirim nafka. It's around 11 lines from the bottom. The first one on the line is me'hacha. This is the Gemara. Me'hacha nafka. Me'da'achirim nafka. The Tanya, it says in the Braisa. Achirim oimrim. Yochol yehei bechor. Sha'avar shnasa kipsuy ha'mikdashim. I would have thought that a bechor that already passed its year, it's going to be pasul, like psuy ha'mikdashim, v'yipasel. In other words, I would think that there's an expiration date on your bechor carbon. Talmud loimar. The pasuk says no. Because we're going to see that this pasuk it puts together in the same breath many different things. So it's makish bechor lemeiser. It put in the same breath the topic of bechor and meiser to tell you my meiser ain't no nifsal mishana l'shana. Just like meiser does not become pasul from one year to the next. Mishana l'chaverta. Also, b'chor will not become pasuk from one year to the next year. So therefore, we already have a pasuk that tells us by b'chor it doesn't become pasuk. So why do I need this pasuk? Says the Gemara, itzrich. I need both psukim. I would think it's only b'chor because b'chor is not bar haritzah. I don't remember. Someone gave a good word for haritzah yesterday. What? What is it? Endear, it's not here to endear you. Whose word was that? Yoni Greenberg or Chaim Feller? Chaim Feller. Yoni Greenberg. Yoni's our resident dictionary. It's not coming to endear you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Slav Baratso. That's why maybe it works even though you're late. Aval Kadoshim. Debnei Haratso Ninu. Kadoshim, which is there for Haratso. It's there in order to create endearment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe you tell me that the carbon doesn't have a psul, it doesn't have a an expiration date, but it's not going to create endearment if you brought it late. Kamashma lan, that yes, you can even bring endearment if it comes late, or as they say in English, says better late than never. Come on, okay. Says the Gemara, ve'akati. We're now going to turn again. To the top of Daf Bava Medal, Bakati Mide Ben Azai Nafka, says the Gemara, I still have another Makar, even within the realm of Karbanas or Hartzah, that it's not possible. Mi Ben Azai, the Tanya, it says in Abraisa, the Ben Azai Oimer Oisoi, the Pasuk says, when now over here, it's interesting, this Pasuk is talking about the Parsha of Lina or of Pigle. Yeah, so it says, Lo Yerotze, Amakiv Oisoi, Pigol Iye. Oisoi, this thing is going to be a problem, says the Gemara. Oisoi, Matam Eloi, Melepishanem, or Eloi Se'acher Leshalmai. It says it shouldn't be late. So, Shemeani Af Ma'acher Nidro Bebal Yerotze. Talmud Loimer, Oisoi Bebal Yerotze, Veloi Ma'acher Nidro Bebal Yerotze. There's a concept called Pigol. Pigol is when a person has the wrong thoughts. While he's doing any of the avodah, he kind of like injects bad intentions into the avodah that passels the carbon. That's pigol. So by pigol, it says oisai is pigol yia. It sounds like something else is coming to exclude. This is going to passel the carbon. What not? Says Ben Azai. What's not is bal ta'acher is not going to passel the carbon. So I already have another makar. Now the Gemara is saying that you will not passel the carbon. What do I need? The pasuk of v'hayu b'chachet v'loy b'karban chachet. I know it from somewhere else. Not just by b'char, which is the previous amid. even over here by carbon, because it says only pigle passes the carbon. Says the Gemara, I see it again. Oisai bebal yirat, to start again. Mid ben azayn after the top of the Amid. The Tanya ben azayn oimer, oisai, matam alam afishan emar, lois achar l'shalma. Why does it only say oisai is pigle? Because it says, lois achar l'shalma, shamei ani, I might have heard, I might have understood, af ma'achar nidroi bebal yirat, even a person that comes late with his nether is going to not have bal yirat endearment. Talmud loimer, oisai, oisai bebal yirat, v'loi ma'achar v'shalma bebal yirat. So then what do we need? The pasuk of Ahayu b'chochet. Ella. Now usually when we see the word Ella, it means the Gemara is making a retraction, is what the Gemara is doing here. We're going to change the drasha. The drasha is Ella. The drasha is now going to be b'chochet v'loi be'ish t'chochet. Not loi b'karban chochet. We're going to scrap that drasha. We taka don't need it because we have the other drashas. Ella. B'chochet v'loi be'ish t'chochet. You will be held accountable. You will consider as if you have sinned, but not your wife. What does that mean? I might have thought, being that Rabbi Yochanan said, ain't a man's wife is not does not taken from him. Ella imkain mivakshin mimenu mamain ve'einloi. They ask money from him, he doesn't have it. What does it mean they ask money, doesn't have it? What does he have to have money? The answer is they're talking about a specific type of money. Tosfos brings either are talking about, according to Rashi, something that he stole, they're asking for his money back, or somebody he made a pledge to give something and he doesn't fulfill. But the point is it's something that he's obligated to give. So they're asking for something that he's meant to give, he's supposed to give, he's obligated to give, but anyone he doesn't have to give. Under those circumstances, the punishment will be that he will lose his wife. Whoa. So this is the Gemara. Mishkavecha is like your bed. So this being that he shares a bedroom with his wife, so that's a veiled reference to his wife. They'll take his wife from underneath him. Ema. So therefore, I might think if a person doesn't come up with what he's supposed to, doesn't deliver, so he loses his wife. So, Ema, I might think, Baha'i Avoin, Dibal Ta'acher Nami Ishtoi Mesa, that also if a person fulfill his pledge on time, also maybe his wife will die. Therefore, we say, Kamash Malan, Vahi Bechochet, Velo Beishtochet, that he will have considered sin, and therefore there will be a punishment will be directed at him, nothing to do with his wife. Tanur Abanun. Now the Gemara, okay. Now we're going to go off on a new drasha. This is a new Gemara, kind of. And this is very fascinating. Because we have lots of psukim already. And those psukim taught us lots of averas, or mitzvahs of Baal Ta'acher, that you're supposed to, remember we brought a pasuk that says you're supposed to bring it on time. Avir, if you don't bring it on time, all those things. Now the Rabbi is going to bring totally different makar for the same exact thing, which would be sound like it's good because they're identical, but it's not. Because it's a different makar. So why do I need two makars telling me the same thing? Let's see. The Braisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, Moitzi Sifasecha. This is a pasuk. I will tell you where. In Devarim. The pasuk says, Moitzi Sifasecha, Zu mitzvahs asei. Zu mitzvahs asei, to bring your carbon on time. Tishmar, watch out. Zu mitzvahs lois asei. Vasisa. And you should do, Ashar lebezdin shiyasucha. Bezdin should get you to do it. So it's a mitzvah to say on you, a mitzvah lois to say on you, and as har on bezin to make sure that you to enforce you to do it. Kasher nar darta zeneder Hashem elokecha eluchat tois vashamais olus ushlamim nidava kimashmoya shedi barta elu kache berakabais beficha zutstaka. So these all the conclusions are very familiar and similar to what we saw previously, but the sources are all original, all new, which is going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, I'll show you the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Moitzis Zechazu Mitzis Asay. I have over here a Makar that there's a Mitzis Asay to keep your word, to bring your Nedra on time. Says the Gemara, Lamali, what do I need this Mitzis Asay for? Me Vehavesa Shama, Me Ubasa Shama Vevesim Shama Nafka. We saw on Daf Hamid Beis, or was it Daf Dalad Hamid Beis? Hey, Amid Beis, I think it was. No, the Dalad Amid Beis. Dalad Amid Beis. We saw this pasuk. Ubasa Shama Vevesem Shama. So what do I need another pasuk? Tell me a mitzvah saseh. That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, Lamali mevesi shama vasam shama nafka. Says the Gemara, Tishmar zu mitzvah loisaseh. So you're telling me the makor for loisaseh is from Tishmar, Lamali mi loisacha the shalmoi nafka. I learned it out already. The Mefurish of Pasuk says a person should not come late. The third thing we learn out is it says that you should Bezdin should enforce you that you lovely. What do I need that from? Now the Gemara brings a different makar, not something that we saw previously, but something that we're familiar with. It says the Gemara mi yakriv oisay nafka. I learned it out from the words yakriv oisay ditanya. This is a relatively famous brisa. Yakriv oisay. It says he should bring the carbon malamit shekoyfin oisay. We force him to bring his carbon. If he doesn't bring him, we will force him to do it. Yachol ba'al karcho, I might think it happens against his will. Tamid loymer lir tzoynoi. He has to want it. So what? I thought you said you forced it. Haketzad. Is it forced or is it wanted? That says the Gemara. Kaifin oisai ad sheyoymer roitzani. Bezdin's job is to force him until he says, I want it. Which we know the famous Rambam, which says, because deep down every yid has inside of him the pintala. Yid, not the pintel guy, the pintel yid that really wants to do the right thing. Therefore, you force him when he says you're bringing out his pintel yid. Anyway, the point is we already have another pasuk that tells us that Bez's job is to enforce. So we have three questions. We already have another pasuk for an assay, another pasuk for lois assay, and another pasuk that Bez didn't enforce. Answers the Gemara. Chad de Amar veloy Afrish, Chad de Afrish veloy Akriv. There's different stages in the neder process. Now we're going with a neder. A neder is when a person says, Hare alai lahavi karban. So right now, it basically is a, it's still a concept because there is no particular animal that there's there for him to bring. He's basically just saying, I am going to bring a karban. Which animal is going to be the karban? Not clear. So there are two different stages in the neder process. The first stage is he says, Hare alai lahavi karban. And then he has to be mafresh, he has to set aside a specific animal to be that carbon. So says the Gemara, I need two psukim. We are now on the fourth wide line, the last word on the line. Chad de amar v'loy afresh. The first pasuk is for a case where he said, Hare alai v'loy afresh, and he wasn't yet mafresh, did not set aside a specific animal. Chad de afresh v'loy akrev. Another pasuk is for when he was already mafresh, and he did not yet bring the carbon. So if a person was he pledged he's going to give but didn't yet set aside anything, he's over on Baal Ta'achar. If a person set aside an animal but didn't actually bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, he's also over on Baal Ta'achar. That's why I need these two psukim in order to say that both of these circumstances are going to have the asay and the lois asay, etc. Vitzricha, I need both of them. Yoni wants to know why. Here goes. Di ashminon amar veloy afresh. If you tell me only a case where I said, but I never set aside. Mishum dolo kaima lidibure. Abel afresh vil akrev. Ema kalhecha de isa be gazi de rachmana isa. If you only say afresh vil akrev, that case, again, e ashminan amar vil afresh. Mishum dolo kaima. He didn't do what he said he's going to do. He said he's going to be mafresh. He was not mafresh. But a person who's mafresh. And he says, I'm going to bring a carbon. Now, in a chalami, it's not in the Beis HaMikdash walls, but we have a concept which is called Kol Hecha De Isa, Begazia De Rachmana Isa. Anywhere it is, it's in the courtyard of Hashem, because really, where is Hashem's sandbox? The entire world is really Hashem's. Hashem is here, Hashem is there. We all know. Hashem is truly everywhere. So therefore, Kol Hecha De Isa, wherever it is, Begazi De Rachman, it's like it's in Hashem's backyard. So I didn't really do anything wrong because I didn't bring it. It's there already. You're right, it's not on the Mizbeach, but it's in Hashem's domain. It's as if I already gave it to Hashem. Therefore, I would think I'm not over on Baal Ta'acher because I didn't really do anything wrong. We'll see it again. Shricha. Started again around seven lines down from the wide lines. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. It's around four lines down. Sorry. Vitzricha. The Ashminon Amar Veloy Afresh. If you only would have said the case where he the only brought case where he said and did not actually set aside Mishum Dol Kaima Lidibure. He did not fulfill his words. Avol Afresh Veloy Akriv. But he set it aside. He just didn't bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. Ema. I might think Kol Hecha De Isa Begazid Rachmana Isa. That wherever it is, it's in Hashem's a domain. So therefore, it says, if I gave it to Hashem, I didn't actually bring it to the Mizbeach, but I did enough. Shricha, therefore, I have to tell you, no, that's also about Tachar. V'i Ashmi'inon, Afrish v'lo Akriv, you only tell me the second half, which is a person is mafrish but doesn't set it aside. Dikamashi le gabe, where he's leaving it by him. It's a tangible object that's staying in his house. Get yourself up, pick yourself up, and bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, you lazy fellow. Therefore, he's over. Aval, however, in a case of Amar v'lay Afrish, emadibure lav klomu, over there, all he did was pledge. He said. So words are not enough to make him be over on a lav where he didn't do, because there's nothing to, because there is nothing here. There's no carbon. Didn't even get started. You're right, he said. So that's not enough to maybe make him be over on Baal Ta'acher. I might think, but Dibura Loiklum, who words are nothing, and therefore he's not over on Baal Ta'acher. Tzricha, we need both of these psukim. Says the Gemara, Umi Matzis Amrit, the Amar Veloy Afrish. Can you say we're talking about a case where he said and he didn't yet set it aside, and that's what we need these psukim for? However, says the Gemara, V'hanedava ksiva. One of the things that we wrote about here is a nedava. Now, what is the difference between a neder and a nedava? A neder is on me. A nedava is on the animal. So if it's on the animal, the very essence of the nedava is that the very first step we know what the animal is. So you can't say that that we're talking about one half of the cases is where he said and didn't, wasn't mafrish. A nedava is afrosha. Let's see it again. Umi matzis amrit to amr v'loy afrish. Could you say it's talking about a case where he said and wasn't yet mafrish? V'anadava ksiva v'tnan. It says nedava, and we learn in a mishnah. Ezu neder ha'imare alai oila. Ezu nedava ha'imare zu oila. So zu oila is already a hafrasha. Uma bein neder l'nedava. So what's the discrepancy, the difference between a neder and a nedava? Neder meis oi nignav chayiv b'achar yusoy. Gemara says, by an neder, if the animal gets stolen or lost, you have to replace it. Why? Because this whole thing started with a person saying, hare alai. What does alai mean? It's on me. So if the animal doesn't get up into the base of English, it's on me. I'm still around, so I got to produce another animal. But an adava, which just starts with hare zu, what is he saying? It's on the animal. The animal's not here. I don't have to bring another animal. It's this animal that has to bring. If it's on me, I have to bring it. So this animal didn't work. I have to bring another one. But if it's on the animal, so then if the animal gets lost, I don't have to. I'm not chayiv b'achra yusuf. So the Gemara's question is, how could you say that the two psukim, one is for a case when I said, and the other for the case when the animal exists? If we're talking about nedava, we're right away from the very beginning. The animal is already here. That's the Gemara's question. We will continue. I know that we motored through here. I want to try to get back and do some of this chazara tomorrow, just to get us to where we're up to. The Gemara is going to come up with interesting cases where even a nedava can have a stage one. Okay, thanks so much for listening, everyone. Have a good chodesh.